This week in the discussion forum, I took a huge risk and brought in a complicated and controversial topic, that of modern-day iconoclasm. I trusted you all to be respectful and thoughtful in your responses to this topic and to one another, and you did not disappoint me. All of the posts and comments were written in a spirit of collegiality and honest debate, and I am really just proud of the ways that you all interacted. I don't want to wax too philosophical here, but I do want to say that this is really important. In our society today, it feels like civil debate and mutual respect for those who disagree with you is nearly impossible. But in our discussion this week, you guys totally proved that this is not the case. So kudos. I stayed on the sidelines of the discussion this week for two primary reasons. First, I wanted to let you guys talk amongst yourselves without inserting my biases. And second, I am covered up in midterm exams and I'm struggling to keep my head above water. Nevertheless, I did carefully read through all the posts and responses, and I was really pleased by the lively yet civil discourse that I saw. I'm torn over this issue, as are many of you. As an art historian, I of course always want images and objects to be preserved for posterity. I'm also a staunch believer in liberty of expression and feel that it is never in a society's interest to suppress speech or artistic expression. But on the other hand, as a person who is socially conscious and a person of religious faith, I am also deeply aware of the pain and damage that images can cause. Images are powerful things and they cannot be taken lightly, so the issues are complicated and thorny. But as usual, I believe the middle road of common sense and common decency can take us a long way towards the solutions. Speaking of midterms, I know that many of you have already taken the midterm exam or have planned to do so in the upcoming days. I recommend that you look over your past quizzes, which you can access by going to My Grades and clicking on the numerical score beside the quiz, as well as review the textbook and the materials in the lesson folders. If you have any specific questions or concerns, do not hesitate to reach out. Best of luck.